Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Art Cry Radio. Let it breathe, man. I love it, I love it, I love it. I am your host and your fearless leader, John R. Williams. Each week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. This ain't FM radio, man. We run this. I find and feature art everywhere. And this week I'm so excited because I get to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. The live performing arts. I would be remiss if I didn't take time to thank Blog Talk Radio. They make this possible, man. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. We've been doing it for a minute now. We have over 500 episodes, more than 1,000 hours of free content available to you in the Apple iTunes Music Store as a free podcast. Don't worry about whipping out your wallet. I already took care of that for you. This week, we're going to talk about an amazing stage production that has literally hit the United States by storm. Yes, Hamilton, an American musical, is groundbreaking. Pulitzer-winning stage play literally overnight has become like the hottest ticket in town. Many would argue that it's because of its diverse cast, its amazing story, or the way that they shed light on one of the founding fathers. Let me read through the story for you of this Pulitzer-winning prize for letters, dramas, and music in the category of drama, Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda is about a landmark American musical about the gifted and self-destructive founding father whose story becomes both contemporary and irresistible. This is an interactive show, y'all. Y'all can go right there to their website or to their Facebook page to check it out. I'm reading from www.hamiltonbroadway.com. Once again, www.hamiltonbroadway.com, or you can find them on social media. Your Facebook page is awesome, lots of photos. It's facebook.com/Hamilton Musical. The storyline is like this. Lin-Manuel Miranda takes the stage as the unlikely founding father, determined to make his mark on the new nation, as hungry and ambitious as he is. From bastard orphan to Washington's right-hand man, rebel to war hero, a loving husband caught in the country's first sex scandal, to the treasury head who made an untrusting world believe in the American economy. George Washington, Eliza Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, and Hamilton's lifelong friend, foil, Aaron Burr, all make their mark in this astonishing new musical exploration of a political mastermind. It's playing all over the place, guys. Naturally, it's in New York, but it's also playing in Chicago. Let me tell you where you can find it in New York. You can check it out at the Richard Rogers Theater. I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and I tried to get tickets. I couldn't. It was so popular that I had to actually enter a lottery to get tickets. So it's at the Richard Rogers Theater, 226 West 46th Street in New York, New York. And Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, Sundays 12 to 6, you can go to the box office, but good luck. It's really hard. You may want to get them well in advance. Or you can buy them online. Go there. Again, the website where you can find out about this phenomenal play is www.hamiltonbroadway.com. Clearly, it's in Ticketmaster, other digital mediums. Or you can call 877-250-2929. 877-250-2929. So Hamilton, I think, and I'll go ahead and put it out there because it is an elephant in the room. This is one of the first stage plays that has this much diversity outside of Rent, which came out about 20 years ago. You know, Rent is one of the plays, one of the stage plays that I never got a chance to see on stage, but I did check out the film. Many people tell me that the film doesn't do the actual stage play quite the justice that it deserves, but I mean, it's one of the more diverse casts. I mean, quite honestly, when you look at it, when we think of founding fathers, let's be honest, we think about, you know, Caucasian males. You know, we don't think about having people of color in those prominent roles. Because sadly, a lot of times when you see stories about the founding fathers in history, the only time you see people of color is if we're in the kitchen or if we're serving someone. You know, you rarely see this level of star-studded cast be this diverse and this mixed. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about this phenomenal stage play. We're going to shed some light to it. Please find all these photos as they stream as I'm talking. We're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, we're going to really, really get into Hamilton, an American musical. Yeah, on iCry Radio. Let's go. Radio. Had to take that off, man. You know how I feel about hip hop. We'd be all day trying to get off with these music. That was Sam I Am, Too Many Rappers. Welcome back to iCry Radio. So, today's show, we're talking about Hamilton. You know, in social circles, when you're out and about, it's going to come up. I really love it because it's doing a lot for the performing arts and arts in general. The last time people got this excited about going to the theater had to have been decades ago when the controversial stage play Rent was produced and was in Broadway. What I love about what Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing is he's integrating, you know, funk, jazz, elements of hip-hop with weaving in a story about our past. And it's getting people excited about going back to the theaters. In Chicago, let's take a look. Hold on, stay with me. It looks like in Chicago and a number of other cities, it's playing at these kind of unique theaters. It's playing at the Private Bank Theater, 18 West Monroe Street in Chicago, Illinois. You can again get tickets by going to www.hamiltonbroadway.com. But when you go there, it's not what you expect. If you take a look at some of the photographs that I was able to pull from online, specifically that of the cast, I mean, it is completely diverse. I'm seeing natural hairstyles, bald heads, white, black, Hispanic, you know, Asian, Puerto Rican. You got young, you got old. It was a couple of cats. I'm like, that look like me. You know, that look like somebody. This is a play that you can take your kids to see because the world is truly diverse. It's not just black and white. It's not just, you know, one-way streets. You know, it's multi-lane highways. And what I love about what they're doing is they're getting people excited about going to see live theater. If you've ever been to live theater, it's something that you take and you plan your whole evening around. You know, you get to put on a suit or a nice button down, throw that blazer on, ladies, get your gown together, get some dinner plans afterwards because it's certainly going to be a talk piece. It's so popular, as I mentioned earlier, that they're having a digital lottery. Isn't that a great problem to have? Check it out. This is from their website. If you can't get tickets, you can try to win the ticket lottery. It's a digital lottery, randomized, and the order of entry has no effect on participants' chances of winning. Winners will be notified via email shortly after the lottery closes with a link to purchase their tickets. And they got 60 minutes during this particular window where they must pay for their tickets with a credit card online. And then once you do that, winners must pick their tickets up at the actual box office of the theater with a photo ID. It must match, and there's a limit of one entry per person. This is how popular Hamilton and American music has become, an American musical. I haven't seen it. I want to. When I was in New York, I had an opportunity, and my flight didn't match. I would have missed my flight, and I love theater, but I don't love it that much. You know what I mean? First Lady would have had it in for me if I did it. But I do want to check it out. You know, I'm so excited about it that I'm willing to, you know, fly to Chicago or fly somewhere to go check it out and make it the thing to do, the reason for going. I love the story of the Founding Fathers, but this is, you know, we rarely hear about Hamilton. You know, we hear mostly about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, Adams, in many respects, and we kind of skate over Hamilton's importance. So I really like how, you know, the creator is using this as a way, you know, to educate people about not only diversity, but the story of how, you know, people can be different and still make a difference and change the world. It's a running time of 2 hours and 45 minutes. So if you haven't been to the theater in a while, you do have an intermission. It's usually about 15, 20 minutes, gives you an opportunity to really take in what you saw with the first half of the show, grab you some libations or, you know, get you something in case you're a little parched or you got a sweet tooth. But 2 hours and 45 minutes is a great running time, in my opinion, because a lot of times you'll see these one-man-only shows, it's 90 minutes, you in and out, you didn't have an opportunity to feel anything. But with it being 2 hours and 45 minutes, you're certainly going to have a great time. It's going to be well worth the money spent. Plus, you'll be in the know. To mention, the actual stage, when you look at some of the props in the stage, really well done. I mean, they found something special here, and I want to completely show my support. You can find them on Twitter if you want to find out more. See, they got a cool hashtag ham for ham. #HAM4HAM. So you can follow them on Twitter. I think I'll go and do that right now, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to shoot this to them so they can see how much we're supporting great work like this. And I'm not the only one. You know, anytime you win a Pulitzer Prize, because there's lots of different categories. You know, you can have them in music, you can have them, but they won for drama. And I'm so happy that the arts are being displayed in such a positive light. Sometimes, you know, you have an artistic piece that's a little, you know, it goes over everybody's head, but it's still creative nonetheless. It just goes over their head. So, but not this one. This one, they were able to tie in the old and the new, the young and the old, the past and the present, all together. And as from what I understand, you know, this musical journey that they're doing is pretty hot. So what I'm hoping to do is connect with the folks that produce Hamilton, maybe one of the theater houses. And even if I can't go, I'd love to be able to send some kids who have an interest in theater, stage production. I'd love to be able to send them to go check that out so that they can know how special it is to be part of that elite group of folks. You know, the same with Broadway's Cats, The Lion King, same thing happened with Rent. A number of these major Broadway productions, you know, you become a part of a special group of people who have experienced it. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today, we're talking about Hamilton, an American musical, the winner of a Pulitzer Prize for drama, and how it has literally changed the world. It is one of those things where happens once in a lifetime, maybe twice. You get a groundbreaking musical that gets everyone's attention. It's playing again at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York, 226 West 46th Street. You can go to their web address, their website. I guess I'm old. I keep saying you go to the URL, www. Nobody does that. But you can go to www.hamiltonbroadway.com or find their social media page, facebook.com/Hamilton Musical, to find out more details. I'm actually on the Facebook page right now. I will hit, let me see, I think you got to like I got to log in. But once you log in, you can like their page, share it. I suggest you do that. When I went to the website, I see that they have productions going in a number of different cities. So if you can't make it, if you cannot make it to New York, don't worry. Let's not lose it. Usually with productions that are this large, they make one for all the major cities and have a mainstay, so it has a residency at a theater. But as I'm looking at the website now, let me hook y'all up with where else y'all can see it, because maybe you guys aren't in New York. Maybe you are somewhere else. So it appears that New York, obviously, is Broadway, so you want to make sure. But they're doing shows in Los Angeles and in San Francisco. If you are in the Hollywood area, you can check it out. It's going to be at the Hollywood Panages, a Nederlander Theater. I wish I knew more about this. I feel bad that I don't know about this. But you can look them up. HollywoodPantages.com. That's PANTAGES. And I mean, they all through. It's running August 11th through December 30th of 2017. That lets you know. So they booked into a whole year, 2 years in advance. Check them out. Lin-Manuel Miranda, he phenomenal. Hamilton was inspired by the 2004 biography Alexander Hamilton by historian Ron Chernow. Musical played a completely sold out Broadway engagement at the Public Theater, and it was transferred to Broadway in that summer, opening August 6th of 2015 at the Rogers Theater. It's been there ever since, and now because of its momentum and its popularity, it's in Chicago, Los Angeles, and in San Francisco. I do love San Francisco. My heart did not get left there, but it is phenomenal. City, love the food. Look cold, look expensive. But you can see them if you're in that area at the SHN Orpheum Theater, 1192 Market Street, San Francisco, California. Begins March 2017. So you got a little time to wait, but, you know, not bad. You definitely want to show your support. Look these folks up. It's a great opportunity for you to learn about the past, see a different type of stage play with some diversity. They made the news. I mean, don't take my word for it. They were invited to the White House. They made a trip to the White House, and it's on the website where you can see Lin and the cast, some cast members there, like chilling with the president. I mean, think about this. When we're kids, you never hear – everybody wants to be, you know, especially a lot of urban areas, they want to be athletes, musicians. Nobody ever says, I want to be a winning playwright. I want to be an actor on Broadway. This got them to the White House, man. Jada F. Smith, March 14, 2016, wrote in the New York Times, Hamilton takes a trip to the White House. You got a picture of First Lady Michelle Obama, Lin, and David House. They greeted a group of students during the state in the state dining room. Cast members were there. They get a chance to do a lot of really cool things. So hopefully you heard the passion and the enthusiasm in my voice. I can't wait to see it. I've heard nothing but great things about it. For young and old, black and white, Asian, Hispanic, I mean, sex is successful, unsuccessful. Everybody loves this, and so you definitely want to be a part of it. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to Art Crowd Radio. Go out and find some Hamilton tickets and show your support. Lin, if you want to reach out and help her brother out, you know, so I can send some cats to go see this that are in the New York area, one of those schools, you know, public schools, I can absolutely connect with you. You're doing a great thing. Your cast is very diverse. We love seeing that. You have our support at Art Crowd Radio. Let me know if I can get y'all some Art Crowd tees. This way, you know, we can make a statement together and you can reach more people. If you guys miss any part of this episode, don't worry. Like I said, we're on Apple iTunes in the music store as a free podcast. And at any point, you can go there. I have gone to the Hamilton page. I just liked them. Y'all got to help me with the social media stuff. It's kind of tough for me. But I have liked them. I have gone to Twitter and let them know about the show. So you do the same. You know, we want to, this is good news. We like, people like drama, but when good news come around, we don't talk about it enough. Let's be the people that talk about it, okay? Y'all take care, man. Enjoy y'all weekend. And I love y'all. Real talk. Take care. And we'll see you next week with more R Cry Radio.